Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The number to join us right now on K-Rock is 800-520-1067. Hopefully you're in a great mood. Maybe you're sitting in traffic on your way out of town for some Memorial Day travel plans, or perhaps just stuck going to work today like us. Regardless, if you are caller 20 right now at 800-520-1067, you can select your mission. Hopefully you've been paying attention and you know which mission is eligible for you. Just pick one and you're on that mission to see a great K-Rock band in a local SoCal venue. Nice to meet you. If you're new to the show, I'm Klein. That's Allie.
Morning.
Got DJ Omar Khan right there.
Hey.
Jake the Nerd over there.
What's up?
In the back room taking the calls feverishly. It's Postmaster Johnny and the star of her very own line of tiny towels, Vanessa. We are here for you this hour. Lots to get into on the show. We'll do some Meet the Neighbors. And apparently now everyone is sharing their location, not just with your romantic partner, but friends are sharing their location with other friends. How do you feel about that? Is that a good move or a bad move? Do you trust your friends enough to know where they are? And are they sharing location because maybe they go missing and you want to make sure that you can track them down?
I have no problem with it because I don't worry about my friends cheating on me.
But do you like the idea that you always, what if you have a group of friends and you decide you want to hang out with some of your friends, but one of your friends is not invited and you kind of have that constant feeling of like, are they going to feel left out? Would you be upset, Allie, if you looked at your friends' locations and they were all together and you're not there and they didn't even tell you where they were?
That's interesting. I didn't think, because I would probably be the one left out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the one like, oh, I hope she's not following me.
Right.
You know, I would be the one that would be like, wait, why are they all in Tahoe?
Yeah, everyone's having a fun weekend and I'm not a part of it. That is the downside. Apparently it's a trend that is picking up some steam right now. And Vanessa's all, she says she's doing this with her friends.
We share location with a bunch of our friends.
Maybe we should be sharing location with each other on the show so that we know that we can rat each other out for things the next
day.
Dude,
shady.
Hey, caller 20 puts us in Monrovia, I believe. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Nancy.
You're caller 20.
Oh, my God, I am. Oh, my God,
you have a mission in front of you, should you choose to accept it. Which mission will you be going on?
The Offspring.
Offspring is your mission. Hold on 1 second. We'll make that happen for you. Thank you for starting your day with K-Rock. Happy pre-Memorial Day weekend. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. If you need to interact with us, the numbers, remember these numbers. They will come in handy and potentially reward you with cool things like tickets, or you can just join in on the conversation. 800-520-1067. Reminder from Omar, pack your patience if you're leaving town today or tomorrow for Memorial Day, and hopefully we will be bringing back the banger bus. We may just do it without permission, which will give you a chance to control the music we play on K-Rock all tomorrow morning to get you ready for the long weekend.
Why would we start a fight into a holiday weekend?
I think that most of the bosses here are already off. I don't think they will be here. Like, I think that they've kind of decided the holiday weekend started for them yesterday, and that will be, you know, we'll see them again probably on Wednesday of next week.
Yeah, well, they're the ones that actually listen to those emails that are like, for the Memorial Day weekend, everyone,
right,
you can leave at noon on Friday, and they're like, haha, joke's on you, I never came in.
Right. We're not here to begin with. So
I can leave at 12? Good, because I wasn't there to begin with.
Let's meet some neighbors now. We all live in different parts of Southern California. Once a week, we like to see what's going on in your neighborhoods. There's so many apps to keep track of your neighbors. Usually, it's just people ratting each other out or asking for useless advice. And we like to share with you some of the great ones that you share with us. It's time to meet the neighbors.
Meet the neighbors. Well, that's what you gotta do. Say hello, shake a hand, share a smile, and make
one of Allie's real life neighbors, Ray. We haven't heard from Ray in a while, but
yeah, I should reach out to Ray. I see him still on the road somewhere.
Allie found Ray on the Nextdoor app when he was writing and releasing his own music about issues in the neighborhood, and we asked him to record a song for us, and he did. And then Allie and he got together in Malibu and recorded a duet. A love song, one of the most uncomfortable love songs ever. And there's a music video that goes with that song. And if you don't know what we're talking about, well, then you clearly are a new listener to our show. And thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah, and you can find it on YouTube if you like. I wanted to just point out that a listener sent this post that was put up on their neighborhood app. And it just says, stop losing your pets. Because every Nextdoor app is just... Have you seen blank? Have you seen blank? The last time I saw him was blank, and this person is just fed up with it.
Well, I think that the reality is that that is one of the best things that can happen with the, you know, knowing who's in your neighborhood is if a pet does go missing, you can look to the app, but it has become a giant, where's Fluffy?
Where's the pet, or do you have a recommendation for blank? That's what it's become.
So we try to find some other things that are of interest, and here's one that I think Allie can relate with, since she likes to do her own white people taco night.
Ooh!
But this is from Liz, who says, hi, neighbors. I have been living in the Sherman Oaks area for quite some time now, but have yet to find a taco place that I thoroughly enjoy. Seems like many of the tacos around here are just too spicy.
Oh, no.
Does anyone have a recommendation for some tacos that would be a little easier on the tongue? Looking for advice, and yes, I've been to all the bigs, so please, if there's little ones or new ones, let me know. From Liz.
I've now, been to all the bigs.
This is the first response. Is
it Taco Bell?
Have you tried Taco Bell? there actually, I think, is a Taco Bell in Sherman Oaks. But the first response for Liz is, Liz, maybe tacos just aren't for you.
Yeah.
People got real defensive. Now, a lot of people did list places that you should check out. These are great.
Have you heard of Gringo's Tacos?
And I'm surprised that no one has yet written, what about Allie's White People Taco Night recipe on K-Rock, where she talks about using turkey and yogurt.
And carb-balanced tortillas.
Right. The whitest
tacos. Because you got to watch your figure as well.
But the funniest comment is from Carlos, who says... Yo, Liz, any taco that you want is a taco that none of us would say is good.
Yeah, seriously. Because there are some foods that just need to be spicy to be enjoyed properly.
And this is from Steve, who writes, Liz, be lesbo. So that is an interesting comment as well.
When you start getting a Lisbo nickname on Nextdoor, I think
Lisbo. Lisbo.
What's up, Lisbo?
Looking for a taco recommendation. Well, the neighborhood has turned on you.
At least you're memorable. All right, my post comes from a woman named Destiny who needs the help of her community with a problem she has. Hi, neighbors. I have to drive to Inglewood in the next couple of weeks, and I'm not familiar with the area. I'm not really familiar with anywhere past the valley. Really, I'm clueless of anywhere past the valley. Waze doesn't work for me very well, and I haven't had much luck with Siri. Does anyone have a good roadmap I can get to Inglewood that would get me there quickly, efficiently, and avoid me getting lost? No worries if not. Just thought I'd ask in case.
I wish I was a worse person. I would totally convince that. This would be such a great way to convince her to go somewhere and scam her.
Totally. But it's also like...
She's looking for a map, like a physical map?
She wants people to give her directions to Inglewood.
It's really crazy.
And then the responses are like, have you tried anywhere else on the internet?
Right. Like, even if she were to go old school and Google it, or like go MapQuest style and print that, even that seems like that would be a better option than going to the neighbors
and
for advice.
How far down this hole have you gone where like you've given up on Waze? Like, all right, enough Waze. You've led me wrong. Like, but it just tells you where to go.
It is funny, though, that people love to brag, and this is why SNL made fun of the Californians for so long, is that people do love to brag about their way. They have figured out ways to get places. And even if I'm going to something at SoFi, if I tell any of my friends, they're probably going to say, oh, I hope you're going to go this way. They've got their own unique spin on it.
Yeah, feel like when you, because the traffic is so bad, so you feel like when you've hacked the system, you have to let people know about it. But it does make you a walking stereotype.
If you come across things happening in your neighborhood and you think we should know about them, and usually we should, get them to us for the next round of Meet the Neighbors. We take a quick break. We're back in a moment, and we've got more show to get to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After this. All right, thank you, Green Day. That'll wrap it up for us today. Good news, we got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock coming up in a few moments, and more chances for you to score that impossible mission to a show of your choosing. And this is exciting for someone on the show. You know, Postmaster Johnny doesn't want to be just a dumb phone screener forever. He would like to go on to bigger and better things here at K-Rock. And I guess Nicole Alvarez is not going to be able to make it in today. So, Johnny.
Yes, Sarsky.
Your time to shine. You're gonna take over the airwaves of K-Rock for the next 4 hours.
I'll make you guys proud.
Well, if you don't, I assure you people will listen. And any mess up you make, any stupid, dumb thing you say, people will alert us to it, and we'll listen to it tomorrow and mock you.
Can't hurt now. But thank you, though. I can't wait, though.
All right, so Postmaster Johnny will be keeping you company for the next few hours. You're going to stick with Postmaster Johnny, or you're going to go to your other dumb name?
Well, I think I got to use Postmaster Johnny, because that's like the K-Rock name I got, so yeah.
You're not going to go with
the dumb name? That's my real name, is the dumb name.
Oh, that's your real name. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Johnny Jericho is my real name.
I thought it's Vagina.
No, Johnny Jericho. Johnny's my first name, and Jericho is my middle
name.
Please
do 4 hours as Vagina.
Who named
and
him?
And don't say anything about...
Who named him Vagina? Was that a listener of ours?
I think so, yeah.
That's the YouTube, the Netbangers.
Oh, the Netbangers named you Vagina. Why don't you go with that?
So call yourself Netbanger Vagina.
We're good.
Vagina will be taking you through the next 4 hours here on K-Rock, so that's going to be exciting. Tomorrow, I think we're going to bring back the Banger Bus to get you ready for Memorial Day weekend, so we'll be picking the songs. You can help us pick them as well. We'll do some of that, even though we don't have permission yet. And the funny man, Brad Williams, our buddy. Little Brad Williams, who now, the best decision that man ever made was leaving this show. Brad, Allie, and I.
Which has been the history of more than one person.
Brad, Allie, and I started a radio show together, and Brad decided a few months in that he wanted to go back to comedy, and now he is a massive international star, and he's going to come hang out with us tomorrow for the return of Lie Day Friday.
Well, you know you're successful when you're developing your own hot sauce.
Yeah, Dwarf, Death by Dwarf, I believe, is his hot sauce. I'm sure he'll plug the hell out of it tomorrow. But more importantly, he'll be hooked to the lie detector machine. So any question you've ever wanted to know from Brad Williams, we've got quite a few questions. Like, is he happy he left us? Does he regret it at all?
Oh.
Does he think he's better than we are? And a bunch of questions about things he can't reach at his own house. So we'll get to all of that tomorrow for Lie Day Friday with Brad Williams, celebrity joining us for Lie Day Friday on the show.
What percentage of the questions is can you reach blank?
A lot of questions, a lot of things. I'm going to ask him, like, if he has step stools.
We don't need a lie detector for this.
Nah, I think we should get it anyway. It'll be more fun that way. So,
the answer is no. You can't reach that cereal box. Next question.
We'll figure it out tomorrow. So tomorrow will be a good day for you to get locked in on the YouTube as well. You can find us there. All right, the takeaways from today's show before we get out of here. What do we got?
Lots of takeaways this morning. 774. My takeaway is turtle sex is not as exciting as panther sex.
It's a great takeaway.
661. My takeaway is summer school. Good night.
That's all you got to say to your kids. Then they'll respect you.
That's true. 818. My takeaway is asphalt is a great name for a dog or a cat or really anything.
Yeah.
818. My takeaway is nothing is sadder than being the third most important Kevin in a room.
Oh, I learned that yesterday.
650. Keep losing, then lose some more. According to Allie, that's her inspirational speech. And 909. My takeaway is zoo after dark isn't for watching banging animals. Oh, and then 213. My takeaway is she can read now, and that's a problem.
Jake, you got a takeaway from today's show?
Yeah, if you listen to our show, you're going to need ear replacement surgery.
Yeah, we did hear that. It's a crazy call we got earlier, but kidneys ear replacement surgery just by listening to our show. Omar, takeaway?
My takeaway is that client is a 2-star out of 5 guy.
2 out of 5 stars. If your kids need help with their homework, I'll get them at least 2 out of 5 stars anytime, every day of the week. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is if you want to be successful, get an ass problem.
Got to get an ass problem. That's good advice. If you don't know what we're talking about, check out more of the show available wherever you get your podcast. Search Klein Alley Show. We will also be on the socials. And the GOAT line is open for you for the next 23 hours at 844-956-GOAT. See you tomorrow. Stick around 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock with Postmaster Johnny. That is next right here on K-Rock.
They feel that...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.